RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Back to pass, pressure coming, and he's sacked by Jalen Carter, who just whipped Osiris Torrance one-on-one at the line of scrimmage. Nobody open, looking for somebody, pressure coming, steps up in the pocket, running to his left, now doubles back right, still nobody open, trying to get away, and he's sacked for a horrible loss at the 48-yard line that takes them out of field goal range. Bills are lined up for the Catholic Health extra point. Catholic Health, the right way to care, and it's blocked! The kick is blocked!
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Gilliam in motion, left to right. Here's the snap. Back to pass. Pressure coming. Allen fires to the end zone, and he misses. Allen threw it wide of the target, incomplete, and that will be the ball game.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Oh, some added value for Catholic Health there. Hi, everybody. Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Every minute or so, I have a different door I want to open to start today with. I keep changing my mind. I'll let you help drive the bus here at 803-0550. Bulldog is off until Friday. There is yesterday, there is this Sunday, and that's really the stadium, but it's also incentives and what really is on the line in this game. The stadium, of course, I mean the end of the stadium. Then there's the playoffs, which is everything, or almost everything. And here we are, once again, sort of pondering what happens if it doesn't work out. Yesterday on postgame, anybody who listens carefully would have predicted that there'd be fans hot after the loss, ready to talk about big changes. And I don't know. I just, professionally, at least, I just think that that really should wait until this ends. But I don't want to ignore or, you know, be blind to that they probably have to win a playoff game or two for it to not rain fire around here, especially without the Chiefs in the picture. I think that that's the bottom line. And on one hand, I mean, I know this already, and it gives me no pleasure to sort of look at it this way, but it's just such a high standard that they have set. And I mean, that's to their credit. But when you have had all these close calls, winning division titles and then losing in the playoffs, and this thing ends in Jacksonville or even Denver or even Foxborough, that will not sit well. That will not have been a successful season. So maybe it won't. Maybe these guys will find out a way to beat all these teams, three of them, you know, in the AFC playoffs, probably all on the road to get to that Super Bowl and maybe win there. Because the NFC is not that different. Maybe it's better. At the top, anyway. Maybe it's better, but I'm not going to worry about that so much today. What is on your mind? Have you dried off since yesterday? This game, I mean, in sort of typical Bills fashion, they're never out of it, right? I mean, that's another game where maybe you were mad or bored or both for most of the day, but they get to the two-point conversion attempt with 5 seconds left with a chance to win and really should have made the play, and then all is well, or at least in the standings. At least you're not dead in the division race. And I said last night, and I don't want this to sound like an apology for where this situation is, but maybe there is a benefit to not having to worry about New England this week. I mean, that's the best we can do, I suppose. If they'd won, then there'd be a chance of winning the AFC East. But what, you'd need Miami to go to Foxborough and win in January. I mean, okay. But if you prepare for that, you probably have to prepare to play all your guys. And what do you think? Maybe this way they won't do that. Is this a week you take off for all intents and purposes? And does it matter that it's the end of the stadium? Because that is not where we wanted this to be at this point. You know, like, what? I don't know if it'll be an anticlimax or what it'll be, but when we looked ahead to the end of this season, the schedule comes out, the Bills close with two home games, it's the Jets to end it, and, you know, they're such a heavy division favorite, any division winner gets a home game, at least one. So the plan was to have this game be more of a formality, and then it all comes down to the playoffs, and maybe they can go out on a high. Now, they could still win, but it's probably not going to be here after Sunday. And that just makes for a few different emotions, I think. Like, it's frustrating. It's a little bit sad. I don't know. I wonder how fans think the Bills should play this week. Unless there is a pretty big upset in one of three other AFC games this Sunday. The Bills are going to Jacksonville. Want to make sure everybody is aware of that. And I also want to be checked on it. My family's out of town and Bulldog is off. I just sat down a few minutes ago. I'm like, I haven't talked to anybody today. So maybe I'll be a little bit rusty because usually I like to warm up. I didn't do that today. Anyway, Indianapolis at Houston. Houston's favored by 10.5. Tennessee at Jacksonville. Jacksonville favored by 11.5. Houston is in that position the Bills would have been in had they won yesterday, which is they still have a chance at the division title, so they kind of got to go for it, I think. I think I would. So they're a 10.5-point favorite, the Texans against the Colts. That'll be maybe Riley Leonard at quarterback for Indianapolis, which has lost 6 straight. Jacksonville, a huge favorite against the Titans. Titans have their own incentives to lose, but you never know. New England is a 10.5-point favorite at home against Miami. If those three double-digit favorites all win, Texans, Jaguars, Patriots, and I suppose the Bills too, to make this right. If the Bills lose to the Jets, there could be another outcome. If they win also, and these four big favorites all win their games outright, don't need to worry about covering or anything like that, win the game, the Bills will go to Jacksonville next week, either as the 6 or the 7. That will depend on the Chargers-Broncos game. But no matter which team wins, I don't know about ties, no matter which team wins that game, it's still a Bills-Jaguars first-round game. And I talked about this a lot last night. The loss also would have kept them alive for first place, but maybe more practically speaking, they gave themselves only an outside chance at the five, that AFC North game, which is maybe where we wanted to be. So get ready for the Jaguars, not definitely, but that point, how little the Bills have in their control toward the playoffs, might get you in the mood for, yeah, Allen's hurt anyway, sit him. He'll start the game for sure, but maybe that's it. And maybe the last game ever at the stadium ends up being, well, a lot of week 17 or 18 games have been this over the years, or even 16 when the season was only that long. Just kind of more of a preseason type atmosphere. I don't know. There's a lot to figure out. It's only Monday. 803-0550 for your thoughts. How do you feel about this team running the table? I don't mean that as a loaded question, because I don't feel great about this team running the table in the AFC. I might know only one guy that does, Sam. I'm not sure he even still does. I know he has felt that way. Whatever. Look at the other quarterbacks. I'll be fine. Maybe someone that confident is a little bit more humble about this at this point. So we've got the details yesterday. We've got the stadium finale to talk about. We've got the AFC. If it ends up being Jacksonville in the first round, I guess given what New England has done this year, can you really ask for much better? I respect Jacksonville's season. I think I'm not saying that because of their color scheme. I'm not condescending to them at all. But I think if you're a Bills team that really only has the Super Bowl left as a goal for the last 5-6 years that they've had, then they tell you to go to Jacksonville. I think, you know, okay, I can live with that. Doesn't have to be the Jaguars, but again, if there's not a shocker on Sunday, it will be. 803-0550 is the number. Let's get right to your calls. Here's Tom first. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm fine. Thanks.
My concern is the offensive line play. 14 sacks last year, and we're over 40 already. Something's going on. I don't know if it's the pre-snap calls or Josh's calls, but that's something I think it's almost like a whole game of offensive plays have gone up in sacks.
Yeah, I was thinking about this too last night and earlier today. Allen missing that throw to win the game, where does that come from? Dan Orlovsky, he's pretty popular. His term for how Allen played was out of control. And Allen isn't most famous for playing under control. Like that's not his number one trait. But I get that analysis for this game. And so how do you make sense of it? It's a big game. He's played in a lot of them. It's not the biggest, but there's that aspect of it. I just think, to the caller's point, he is taking so many hits. And a lot of these hits are highlight reel stuff. I mean, classic NFL films, big hit plays. And I didn't think any of them yesterday was even close to dirty either, like or late. I mean, it's really more just like, damn, even on a couple of plays Allen made, he took big shots. This feels like the kind of year that might be taking 3 years off his career. It is 14 sacks to 40. That's unbelievable with a game to go. And that doesn't even tell the whole story. Like I said, I mean, plays made are still plays where he is getting hit. So coming up on 30 years old, there's that to think about. I mean, I don't know what you want to do with it. Eventually, the time will come and he won't be the same player. I don't think that's right around the corner, but I think the kind of physical toll and maybe also psychological toll this season has taken might be taking years off his career down the road. It is incredible There were, I mean, you can think of a handful of plays yesterday where it's like, wow, he's running backwards into pressure. He's, you know, the fourth down play where he gets stopped just outside the goal line. These sacks too, the big hit on the long completion. Maybe that's to Palmer or the pass interference. I don't know. I mean, there were a lot of these yesterday. And that's not even including a single designed run. I mean, the run to the goal line is a run, but that's supposed to be a pass to Cooks, who, by the way, is right wide open to his right the whole time. The pressure is on, and he's playing like he's feeling it, which, you know, is human. I think maybe we're all feeling it. Like, this is supposed to be the year. If not now, when? And it's getting late, and now they're going on the road, and it doesn't feel great. Let's go to Brad next. Hi, Brad.
Mike, you did a great job on the post game last night, and what you were just talking about highlighted one of my favorite comments from yours last night, which was Josh's emotions. You know, think about the Sabres and how they're feeling right now. They have this whole new attitude about them. And I feel like Josh, you know, it's his job. He comes in every day to do his work. And I think that pressure of needing to find a way to win for this team and for the city, and when he feels like he doesn't have other people, you know, the receivers or whoever it is, I think he's just putting this huge burden onto himself. And, you know, we can talk X's and O's as much as we want, and offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, et cetera. But I think if you look at him as a human being doing a job, I think it's just really getting taxing for him. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's kind of how I feel, too. I want to make sure I get across, like, I don't know him. And so my guess about how he's feeling is as good as is worth about anybody else's. But like I put it a minute ago, I think there's evidence in his play that he's really pressing. And that can be you're running to the sideline, throw it away, get down, go to the next play, or just turn around and go backwards to the center of the field. Just, like, that's a play made by a player that is just not real confident in himself or his offense or just what he's going through. And then there are other plays in this game that are likewise, including the last one. So I don't want to ever sound like I'm in his head, because I have no idea. But it's not great right now, and it leads people like Brad and myself and maybe a lot of you to wonder just where is his mind, you know, thinking about what the offense is. We've all talked all year about how much help he has or doesn't have on that offense. And without James Cook, I mean, imagine this being true. If it were 30 years ago, I would have easily bought it. Not now. Imagine the thought that if they can't get breakaway plays from James Cook, that they're really jammed as an offense. But that is mostly the case. And it's back to all the wide receiver angst that we've spent every day on for the better part of a couple of years, actually. The Brandon Bean, the infamous Brandon Bean, you know, hot-tempered statements he made. I don't know why I tried so hard. There are a lot of ways you could describe that. We've probably done it 50 different ways. Back after the draft, I keep hearing about that. Like, I don't walk around thinking about that. I've defended Bean to a point. I mean, he had a bad attitude that day. I've had those days. But it's really, like, he has, especially after that happened, I mean, he made a real effort to clarify his position. Like, look, no, we did this. We did A, B, and C. I just think at some point it becomes unfair. Okay, it's not like he didn't defend his position. We've been all over it. But I'm just amazed by how often fans continue to bring that up. Like, he really did himself some work with the fan base that morning. And as this season has played out, and now we're at Brandon Cooks, and for a minute we were at Mecole Hardman, who then was released, and all the other different guys the Bills have tried on at that position, and Joshua Palmer and his 21 catches going into the finale. Like, all the different players and ideas they've had, it still hasn't graduated from the look of a roster that does not have that figured out. And whenever they lose, a game like this, especially when it's tight and low scoring, it just we go right back to that. And I'm not sure that's wrong. It's just kind of amazing to me how many fans just continue to bring that up. I guess now I've done it, but I'll say I'm referencing you guys, you know, having yesterday, last night in the post game, and so many different times. I said last night, with all that, you know, that topic, and as worn out as it is, not that it's, you know, it's not over yet, it's not cleared up yet. Last night, this was big with me, and I'm thinking about it again today. All the struggles that the Bills have had getting the ball down the field to receivers, it's astonishing to me that they have decided that Coleman really can't help them. For as young as he is, the talent he has, he's not complete, he's not perfect, but they're really going with Gabe Davis over Coleman. Like, they're going with guys that they've just brought in over Coleman on an offense that is struggling so much to get, you know, as they say, chunk plays. And that's not just like that he hasn't delivered in this area already. It's that the Bills, week to week, here yesterday, made the decision that he can't help them more than Davis can or than Tyrell Shavers. Like, that's kind of incredible that they have shelved Keon Coleman to this extent so early in his career with so much on the line. I don't know. This is another one where I don't want to work too hard to defend Coleman. I mean, he is what he is so far as a player. But really, like, the Bills, even just for, not that this is how they would describe it or even think of it necessarily, but even just for the optics on a team that just cannot throw the ball down the field with any kind of consistency, to bench Coleman and render him inactive for games, like a big game like this. I don't know if that changes. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe they've already just sort of given up on this, which it really is incredible in and of itself. So that's where I'm at with the receivers. Like, okay, well, good for Brandon Cooks. He had a day, four catches. He had a day. Like, Shakir did the Shakir thing with six catches for 35 yards. Should have had the game winner there, but the pass was way off. And after that, it's like, or even including Cooks on a couple of passes, it's just kind of like prayer shots. The one late to Cooks, it's David Tyree. He's like catching the ball against his helmet. And just, these are not the kind of plays that you can bank on when you need to win week after week after week, especially on the road where you're less likely to get calls in the playoffs. And that's a big part of what scares me about how this is going to end. We have Rob next. Hi, Rob.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mike. Okay. I'm a little bit worried about Jacksonville, to be honest. I think that they are probably the most complete team in the conference, and I don't know if it's necessarily a good matchup for us. I was really hoping against hope that Pittsburgh would take care of business and that we could get that 5 seed, and now it's kind of all turned upside down. I'm not really looking forward to that matchup, and I think one of the reasons is kind of what you just spoke to. I have no faith in the passing game, and I fight with people all the time that say we need to run the ball more, we need to run the ball more, and I'm like, we ran the ball 30 times yesterday, and it wasn't really that effective. Like, we've got to have some type of passing attack in order to get to Santa Clara, and I just have no confidence in Brady's scheme. I think what you're saying about Josh is true to a certain extent. I'm not exactly in his head either, but something just seems to be off with the offense. It felt a lot like the Atlanta game yesterday, and I don't know if you can go on the road and count on production with this offense. I'm just not sure. The defense has turned around, but the offense is kind of perplexing to me.
The defense is, you know, like the offense, maybe this is fair, fine at times. I don't know. Like, you can't say they didn't have a good day yesterday in the end, especially the second half. But that Philadelphia team hasn't been very good offensively for a while. Like, that's not a team that was really rolling. And, you know, you did well enough. Can't blame the defense at all for the outcome yesterday. But I was just like, last night I was hung up on how long it's been since the Bills really had an easy trip in a game. Even the Steeler game, which was their most lopsided win since maybe the bye week, which was week 6 or so, was a game where they had scored 3 points in the first half. Every game, there's a stretch of, what is wrong here? And that's different than the last few years. They didn't win every week over the last 5 years, but you didn't have game after game where it's like, oh, what is it now? You know, like it's just they have not had, to say the least, an easy time of it. Tampa Bay led at Orchard Park in the fourth quarter. Cincinnati had a ten-point lead maybe in the fourth quarter. Maybe it wasn't that, but they might have. Like, they have not had an easy day of it. Cleveland was a battle. Since when? I mean, Carolina, that's week 7 or something like that. That's their last kind of easy. That doesn't sound like a Super Bowl team. You know, Super Bowl teams, I guess we'll see, because maybe it will be this time, we should hope. But when they were killing it in recent years, oh, well, easy schedule. Yeah, but this is what you do with an easy schedule. You bury teams. And these guys just cannot get a game where it's just kind of chill. You know, it's every week there's something. And the stress has built. Well, it's still on, right? Jets Sunday and then the playoffs, and who knows? You certainly can be optimistic. I don't think anybody's going to want to play them either. You know, whether it's Jacksonville or New England or whoever else, like, we're going to be sort of intimidated by if that's not too strong. Those teams aren't going to want to see the Bills, I think, on their first round opponent either. What do you think? 803-0550, Football Monday. Eric Wood, Sal Capaccio today. I'm Mike Shope, and this is WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I love Josh. I've championed Josh. We have to stop building in excuses for him. He's an unbelievable player and an MVP winner. They have a top 5 offensive line. They have the best run game in football. They have one of the, if not the best, tight end trios in football. They got one of the most dynamic backs in football. They have a top five defense. As long as he's got Dalton Kincaid. If he has Dalton Kincaid, there's enough to go win and get into the Super Bowl.
Dan Orlovsky, I just can't not laugh. I can't not laugh. The idea that Dalton Kincaid is the difference here, it's just, I'm rolling my eyes. Maybe. Can we even trust that or even count on that? Maybe. Maybe Dalton Kincaid is all the difference. Not very often this year when Kincaid was out there did the Bills necessarily really hum. Like, thank God we have him. It's almost like you're talking about Allen here. As long as they have Josh Allen. But we're not saying that anymore. Because now a lot of the rest of it seems too messed up. And I mean, what do you even do with Dalton Kincaid as the guy you need here going into the postseason? I don't know. How many targets is that if he even is healthy? How many snaps does he play? Does it matter if he isn't 100%? Is he ever 100%? I can't live like this. I can't live on, I've got Dalton Kincaid or bust. I can't live on that. You could use him. The Bills could use him. This tight end trio with Jackson Hawes is so fabulous. I mean, I don't know if the Bills even know really what they want to be. Because for a couple of years, it's mostly been clear that they want to be heavy. They want to run on you. Teams always would love to do that as job one. And if you can do that, you can maybe roll. These guys go in to play Philadelphia without Kincaid, who they don't even really put on the field ever as a blocker or that often anyway. Like they go into this game without him, and they play 11 personnel all day. They play three wide receivers against the Eagles. To me, that read, I don't think I can be who I want to be against Philadelphia. I think they're too big and tough for me. So I'm going to pivot to three wide receivers, and then the Bills have, there's 5 minutes left in the game and they haven't scored a point or whatever it is. Man, it is really twisted. I'm sorry. I can't not laugh at. They better have Dalton Kincaid or else. Be nice to have him. 803-0550 for your calls. Football Monday. I'm Mike Shope, Eric Wood at 4, and Sal at 5. Brian Koziol will join me late in the show to talk a little Sabres. They have won 8 in a row. They play tonight in St. Louis, pregame at 7, so after I'll have busted out of here, we'll get a few thoughts on their recent role with Brian later. Let's go to Mark here. Hi, Mark.
Mike, good afternoon. I'm sure the Bills are going to appropriately salute the stadium for this final game, but I really hope this being the last game in the stadium has absolutely zero influence on who they play, how they play. I could care less if they win this game. Jacksonville, New England, doesn't matter. I hope they rest their key guys as much as possible. I know incentives mean a lot to the players. So I'm sure Allen, give him his one snap so he can keep the starter's record. Cook's in kind of a good situation because Taylor's going to play at 1 o'clock, so Cook will know what he needs to get the rushing title.
Right.
So, okay, that's a big deal. I'd rather he not, but I get it. And I don't know if there's any sack records or anything like that. So do that if you have to. But outside of that, Allen especially, you said it, he's been beaten up like crazy this year. I don't need these guys trying to win the last game in the stadium. That means zero to me for this year.
Thank you, Mark. I certainly respect your take here. Good point on Cook. He's up 47 yards for the rushing title. That seems like something they would want for him and that he would want for himself. And your Taylor point is well taken. They'll know the number. Derrick Henry is another 100 yards behind. That's something I guess don't rule that out. Can't rule out Derrick Henry going for two Bills again or something like that. Just did it. You know, when I think about, I'm not all the way there on how to play the roster. You really can't play Allen on a depleted offense. I'm not joking, like a more depleted offense anyway. You wouldn't want to take your lineman out and have him back there, right? Or just who are the backup receivers? They even have any. Like, I don't know what that is. But I'm thinking more about just like your mood going out there. What an unfortunate climax to this. This is like, what's the most excited you could be Sunday? It's mostly going to be based on nostalgia, I think. And with how many years in a row they've hosted playoff games, and for this year not to have that, or at least you can't plan on that, that's what I'd be thinking about if I'm out there on Sunday. Like, oh, this is really it? A meaningless, mostly meaningless game against the Jets? Anything I'm going to remember about this season that lasts is going to happen from here. And there's no home playoff game to know that I can look forward to. I just think most fans won't be in the mood to celebrate on Sunday. I get, you can get there. It just couldn't have landed much worse for them to have this game and have it be what it is. I mean, if you miss the playoffs in your last year in the stadium, then have a party, right? Like, just, it's cathartic. You have that, but you don't have that either. Like, it's not the end. Miss the playoffs. Play all your guys. Beat the Jets. Wave goodbye. Give Kyle Williams another victory lap on a tractor. Like, that's easy when you're out of it. But this is just more complicated because they're not going to be dead. They're not even close to at the point where we think, like, all right, this is what we've been dreaming of. You've got three or four games to win after this one, and they'd all probably be on the road. Not necessarily. If you lose this game, that's one thing you can say about what this game means. I think if you lose this game, they're the seven for sure, which means there's no chance of another home game. Thank you, Mark. Let's go to Mo next. Hello, Mo. Mo, are you there? I guess that's a no from Mo. Apparently, Michael Badgley got his papers. That's a huge missed point yesterday. That is a big miss. Like, you make that kick and there's, like, it's just going to, you never know if he's going to make the second one, but there's no strategy in that. No one's asked me yet today. I've got no problem going for two. I'm Mr. Go for Two. I do it way more often than teams do it. I wouldn't be a slave to the score or the clock. I've got Josh Allen. I'm going for two. Try and stop me. What does Philadelphia want me to do? Think they wanted me to have roll Allen out there from the 2-yard line after he just scored his second rushing touchdown? I guess his foot's not that bad. No. Please kick. That's how those things usually work. Not to speak for everybody on this, but I think in most of those cases, sometimes the Bills are on the other side of it, and you love when the other team punts or takes a short field goal or something. So I have no issues with that. It's funny to me how at the press conferences, some of the media try so hard to get Sean McDermott to explain the decision, any decision to go for two, as if it has to have 5 or 6 or 10 other facets to it. What if it wasn't a home game? What if it wasn't raining? What if it wasn't this or that? It shouldn't even really matter. Put this game on Hoth, and it's time to go for two when you're down by one with 5 seconds left. It shouldn't even really matter. And McDermott, you know, this is where I sort of sympathize with him. I don't always, but like, oh my God, again with this question about why, is there some hidden meaning for why I went for two? No. We've got people who study this that are experts in this. I've learned a lot myself. We're going. And then, you know, you can only say the same thing the same way so many times. And he doesn't really want to show you, you know, flashcards. So it's like, well, I'm aggressive. Play to win. I always play to win. And that's the quote, which really isn't what it's about. Let's go to Dave next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
Hey, Mike, you made a comment yesterday after the game. I swear I was in my car and I was thinking about it like 5 seconds before you said it around, like, why is Keon Coleman not playing?
Yeah.
And was there any announcement made on that? Like, why is he not playing?
Well, I mean, I don't know if anything has been said that we haven't already sort of figured out. There have been discipline issues. There hasn't been a ton of production. I don't think they feel like they can trust him. And to me, it's less, my position, Dave, is less like that they're wrong in that, then it's just more amazing that we're already here on a team that is so strapped at that position.
Yes. And that's why I wanted to ask you about that, because one of the other things I was going to mention too is you know, and I know, look, Allen's amazing. That's obvious. He's a great player. But one of the things that I think could be a possibility, and I'm not saying it might be because I wouldn't know any better than anyone else, is like we have NFL receivers at the end of the day. And, you know, they might not be the best, but they're still very good. Is it possible that he's just not as good at hitting receivers when they have that split second of being open on their cuts or what have you? Like, are these guys really never open? And that's what I always wonder is like, they have to be open at some point. And that's where I thought like Brady and those guys, Manning, like they were just excellent at not only doing that, but even at the line, changing plays to make sure that our guys would be open when they read the defense. And I just wonder if Allen just needs to get better at that.
Interesting. Well, I won't say that that's unfair. I think there's a sliding scale with that. I was watching Pittsburgh yesterday and Aaron Rodgers so desperately was trying to get the ball to Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Like, this is relatable. And he couldn't do it. And he kept trying. And you wonder, it's different. It's good. That's a different example. You wonder what a quarterback is really at top of mind there. It's like with Rodgers, I think there's an element of, I want to win this. I want to do this my way. Number one is it's my way. Number two is we succeed. Like, this is going to be up to me. I don't think Allen is necessarily like that. I hope he's not. But as far away from what I can relate to that playing NFL quarterback is, I've never made any excuses for this. Like, I who knows what it's really like? The game moves so fast, and the pressure, and the speed, and the hitting. Like, there's so much, and all the play calls are so much on any quarterback's plate that I tend to think of as just like sort of beyond me to comprehend. But saying that, why doesn't he throw the ball to Brandon Cooks on that fourth down when Cooks is open and then open and then open and then more open? Like, that's even the read. Cooks comes in motion and then he's alone at the 10 or so. And okay, well, it's fourth down. Allen might not want to leave it up to Brandon Cooks from the 10, but then he, you know, he's still looking downfield. He's juking guys. I think once you see Allen throw those first, that first pump fake, you know, lineman jump in the air and they're beat.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Then he's going on his own. And even with when he has Cooks just like right next to him, like, dude, hi. The throw doesn't come because he's already made that decision, maybe. And we've seen Allen do the other thing many times where he, like lots of times, where he's scrambling and it's a fire drill, but then, oh, click, somebody's open, he sees him and it's over. It's like a joke how easy he makes it look. But it didn't happen on that play. Does it need to happen on every play for it not to be a problem? I guess that's too high of a standard, but it's odd, right? I mean, that's the play there, and his foot hurts, and so let's trust it. So that when a caller or a fan says, is it really the guys are never open? It's not going to be never. And I wonder what certain receivers think of the narrative that we're all so obsessed with. Maybe some of them would resent it. I don't know if it'd be Brandon Cooks. He's been here like a week or a month or something, whatever it is. Some of these guys haven't been around long enough to sort of felt the brunt of everybody on the outside thinks you're no good, which is kind of what it is. That wouldn't necessarily sit well. These guys are pretty proud. But, yeah, why doesn't Cooks get that ball? The quarterback was off, and that continued to the final play, to say the least. Eric Wood coming up at 4. Thanks for the call, Dave, and for everybody who's joined me today. Look forward to talking to more of you as we go through the afternoon. It is Buffalo Football Monday. I'm Mike Shope. This is WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.